It's Classical Spotlight, and coming up, a performance of music you'll definitely recognize, George Frideric Handel's Messiah, coming up Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, the 24th of March, at First Presbyterian Church. Their Minister of Music, Tom Dooling, in the Texas Public Radio Studios. Good afternoon.
Oh, it's great to be here, John. Thanks.
I love Handel. There are just so many great melodies. There are so many lush harmonies. He was literally sort of a rock star back in his day. It's got to be fun to conduct and have being rehearsing and getting ready to perform this music.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, to follow that, this is definitely his greatest hit. Of all the wonderful compositional output that Handel had, Messiah is... not only was popular in that day, but through history continues great popularity and probably is one of the most recognizable choral orchestral works still in existence. So it's a privilege and an honor to perform the piece. And we have actually began this journey with Handel, with our choir, back in the fall of last year. We prepared and performed portions of the Christmas portion of Messiah, which is part one. And we did that over about four successive, actually five Sundays in December, performing excerpts on each Sunday. And now as we've turned the corner to the new year, we're going to be performing parts two and three as a concert works done in their beginning of part two, ending obviously with Worthy is the Lamb, the last movement, and the Amen that finishes the oratorio. We'll be doing that, of course, on Palm Sunday as a concert work.
To me, it's one of those things that when you perform music, it's always a real treat when you have these, you know, great string players and wind players and choirs. But it's got to be kind of neat to be doing it in this particular time of year that this has meaning. This is about Christ and his
right.
life.
Right. And what is interesting about that is I went back and did a little reading. Most of the performances of Messiah in Handel's day were done in the spring of the year during the Easter season, whereas in our day and age, we most commonly associate performances of Messiah with Christmas and the Christmas portion, and then oftentimes the movements from parts two and three will be surveyed in that Christmas portion concert. But what we have done is we've left the Christmas portion in Advent this year as we perform those movements, and we're going to do and really highlight the wonderful music contained in parts two and three. And to my great surprise, as a choir, as we've begun to prepare these movements, I've had many of my choir folks say, you know, I really thought I knew Messiah well, but some of these movements in part two and three, I just didn't know at all. So it's a brand new experience. And I think our listeners will have that same experience as well.
It's one of those nice things that you don't have to, I mean, obviously diction and pitch are going to be a concerns, but that you're not dealing with a foreign language, you know, that this is in English.
Right, right. It's one of the English oratorios that he wrote. Yes, and as a matter of fact, I mean, one of the things that we have really tried to spend some concerted effort on is looking specifically at the text and how the text informs our performance of the work, how it informs the length of notes that we use and the articulation that we use, if we detach notes or if we connect them. We've had a coach come in, a lady by the name of Angela Malik has come in, and Angela brings a great deal of knowledge about historic performance practice, and she spent a good bit of time with our choir talking about some of the concepts of the Baroque era and how those were played out in the text and how Handel specifically set those texts. And that's going to be a big part of our performance of the work. And it really has kind of given our interpretation just new life. I think choirs in this day and age oftentimes approach classical era and Baroque era works with sort of romantic sensibilities. Because much of the choral music that we sing on a Sunday-to-Sunday basis, we sing with sort of a post-neo-romantic style of singing that's very legato and very connected and with sort of a heavy vocal quality. But Handel's music is very much the opposite of that. It's light, it's dance-like, it's buoyant, full of energy. And so it really requires us to sing it in a different way. And that has been a great experience just in the process of preparing the work.
And that will probably mesh well if you are using folks who are playing on sort of what they call authentic instruments. That's your idea, right, is to sort of use these period as it might have sounded back in Handel's time as well.
Right. We're using an ensemble of players that are using period instruments, which are slightly different in terms of construction than a modern, especially string instrument. And we hope it will really enhance our performance, enhance our own experience with the work. It also is a little more singable in many ways because the temperament and the pitch that we're using is just ever so slightly lower than modern equal temperament pitch, A equaling 440. And so that creates a new experience, especially for the soloist that we have, in terms of it being a little more of a comfortable tessitura as you expand into the higher regions of the voice. And we're just excited about really having a new experience with a work that most singers, especially choir singers, feel like is something that they know well and have great lots of experience with. So we've tried to sort of look at it in a new way.
We're speaking with Tom Dooling, who has a performance of The Messiah coming up on March 24th, this Sunday at 4 o'clock. It's at First Presbyterian Church, which obviously you guys know this space. Well, it's going to be comfortable to be there at home.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this should be a fairly intimate performance. We're using a small ensemble of instrumentalists. So we purposefully configured the ensemble that way to really establish a little more intimacy with both the singers, the soloist, and the instrumentalist as we perform the work. Our church, our sanctuary, is located at 404 North Alamo. We're right in downtown San Antonio, very easy to get to. We have limited free parking available, and it's very easy access to the building. And if folks want more information about the concert or just information about where we're located, the number they can call is 226-0215. Or they can look on our website at fpconline.org.
Now, I know some folks might be tempted to hum along or sing along. And this is one of those things that this is the portion that has the big Alleluia chorus, right? They'll be standing up as the tradition happens.
That is correct. That tradition dates back to the time of King George II. It was the Covent Garden performance, the premiere of the work in that space, in which King George II stood in honor of the performance during the Hallelujah Chorus. Now, what's interesting about that for folks that may be accustomed to hearing a Christmas portion performance of the work and that performance ending with the Hallelujah Chorus, in actuality, the Hallelujah Chorus ends part two, and there's still another portion of Messiah that follows that. It's that portion that sort of celebrates the defeat of Christ over death and the resurrection. And the performance actually ends with "Worthy is the Lamb" and this beautiful Amen chorus that sort of puts a wonderful coda on the entire oratorio.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's coming up Sunday, March 24th at First Presbyterian Church here in San Antonio. You can find out more at fpconline.org. And Tom, we'll have to have you back and look forward to many more performances.
Well, thank you, John. I look forward to it. Thanks again.